Today in our prayer focus, we pray for the unsaved California state officials. Our state has many departments in government overseeing California. They consist of the constitutional officers, and includes the governor, etc., secretary, the Senate, the State Assembly, the judicial branch, the agencies, departments, boards and commissions, county officials, incorporated and unincorporated city and town officials, and congressional legislators. Interestingly, when Paul urges Timothy to pray for those in authority, he adds the reason why, that we could live peaceful and quiet lives. He then adds that this pleases our Lord, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth, including these leaders. Any role in California's government comes with tough decisions to do what's holy or not, to be ethical or deceptive. The temptations are relentless because of the number of people that'll be affected. Let's lift up those that need Jesus in the California state officials to find the one who can help them do the right thing in the face of all kinds of adversity and opposition. We thank you, Father, that in 1 Timothy, you tell us to pray for all people, asking you to help them and intercede on their behalf. So we lift up every California state official that we mentioned, every department, branch, etc., board, department. And we thank you for them. We thank you that you are the one who have put them in their position. We pray that we will live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity, because it pleases you, Lord, our Savior. You want everyone to be saved and understand the truth. We pray right now, Father, and lift each one of the elected officials and those that were appointed for the Holy Spirit to move upon their hearts that are serving in any aspect of our government who does not have a personal relationship with you, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We also lift up to you all those who know you and pray that they would walk with you daily as they govern our nation. We pray for their families to be strengthened. We pray for people that influence them and will speak Jesus into them. We pray that there will be many around them that will share the gospel unashamedly. We pray, God, that they would be moved by those that come to their office and ask to pray for them, and that they would be moved by that. We pray for people to do acts of kindness that would lead them to repentance. We pray they would operate under your wisdom, and that they would discover that those who are serving you are those that find that the role and the position and the responsibility is not easier, but it has someone that helps them through it. And so, God, we pray that they would see that. We would come against all those things that are coming against them to tempt them to do evil. We pray, Father, for them to be stripped from that. We pray that those that they would come to their knees and accept you as Lord, that you would do whatever it takes to bring them to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus.